Let's talk about the betrayal in the House of Representatives by the McCarthy-led Republicans, who just like, I mean, I was telling Maggie before the timeout today, or during our show prep session with her, that the Republican Party in the House of Representatives is a carbon copy of the New Orleans football Saints. They have become experts. I mean, they excel at snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. The House GOP went in to the negotiations with the Biden regime with a full house. They had all the cards. I want people to understand just how... Just how huge, yeah, it's huge, huge of a defeat this is. No budget bill is going to get to any president's desk. It's not going to go to the United States Senate until it's been done in the House of Representatives. That's just a fact. It's what the Constitution says, and then even when Pelosi's had the gavel, all the bills for originating or for raising revenue and then for appropriations all originate in the House of Representatives. That's just the way it is. There is no, you have, so if you go in and you have a majority in the House of Representatives, you go, hell, I said a full house. It's not a full house. They have four aces. What beats four aces? Wait a minute. They have a royal... Here. Check the poker thing for me, would you? Maggie, royal flush is as high as it goes, I believe. Ace, king, queen, jack of hearts.
Royal flush.
Royal flush. The highest hand you can have. They have it. You go in with a majority in the House of Representatives. Hell, to anything that has anything to do with spending money in the Congress of the United States, you go in with a royal flush. You can't lose. The house, literally, like in a casino, the house always wins. Well, the house has an advantage. Well, the house actually does have an advantage. You can't lose. The only way you come out, as the Republicans did, they go in with a royal flush, and they come out with a pair of deuces. How does that happen? Because you want it to happen. This is the inescapable conclusion, which is why people were suspicious of Kevin McCarthy. And I feel like I've been duped because I thought McCarthy was actually going to hold the line. I thought that they actually had their caucus in order and that they were actually going to take this one to the House. Take it to the House. And yet here we go, dagger out, plunged in the back of conservatives yet again. Here's the real kill shot here, though, that really ought to piss you off. And just make you want to go, all right, look, for just a moment there, I wanted to believe. I'm like Fox Mulder on the X-Files. I want to believe. I want to believe. You want to believe, and then they go and reality happens, and they go and do what it is that fake conservatives have been doing since Barry Goldwater. And that's giving in and giving the demonic libtard, America and humankind hating left, gifts on silver platters. This is a completely unforced error here. But by the by, here's the worst part. This turkey of a deal has to get out of what's called a rules committee first. So how does it get out of the rules committee? What is they're going to propose the basically the nuts and bolts of how the whole thing is going to how it's going to be fleshed out. You know, how many sections are there going to be, and then what are the basics of the individual sections, and then they're going to have a vote on that. And then they're going to have that in a committee, what's called a rules committee. Who is the chairman of the House Rules Committee? Here's the Thomas Massie of Kentucky is the chairman of the House Rules Committee. So you might be thinking going in, hey, Massey's one of us. He wears that pin on his lapel that has the debt clock on it. I mean, he is Mr. He's Captain Debt Clock himself. And so you think that going in that Massie might be, oh, you got to get through Thomas Massie. Maybe they'll hold the line on this. Maybe they won't cave in. Massie was the deciding vote. It was passed 7-6 on the strength of Thomas Massie's vote. And then there is a Christopher Jacobs at TheFederalist.com has a write-up on this. McCarthy's debt deal virtually guarantees another omnibus train wreck coming this December. Section 102 of the debt limit bill would discourage Congress from considering spending bills through an open process involving committee markups and amendments. So if you didn't know, on Tuesday, that's 2 days ago, Representative Thomas Massie explained why he would vote to advance the agreement in the House Rules Committee later in the day. Even his fellow conservative, Chip Roy of Texas and Ralph Norman of South Carolina opposed the measure. Massie cited Section 102 of the bill, which he claimed was a variation of a plan he had previously proposed as a reason to support the bill. While Massie criticized the behind-closed-door elements of the Biden-McCarthy regime deal, he asserted that the process would look different when it came to compiling Congress's annual spending bills later this summer and fall because of Section 102 of the debt limit bill. Then they cite some ledger domain here. That's not the process we're going to follow when we get to appropriations, Massie said. And the one redeeming, there are things to dislike and things to like about this bill, but the redeeming portion for me is Section 102, where we all come to the, we're forced, Senate, House, Representative, Republican, Democrat, President, everybody, for us to come to the table and do our job, pass all 12 appropriations bills. If we haven't at that point, there'll be a 1% cut. So based on this, the context of this, Massie believes the Section 102 of the debt limit bill will encourage regular order, that is, Congress considering bills through an open process involving committee markups, et cetera, and preclude a massive, secretive, omnibus spending bill. Unfortunately, he has it entirely backward. Instead of discouraging an omnibus bill, Section 102 will virtually guarantee it. And then Christopher Jacobs says, far from preventing an omnibus in Section 102, Section 102 just basically says that that's what's going to happen. And then there's a bunch of ledger domain. Again, I realize that this is entirely boring at this point in time, but isn't this... You expect that you're going to get something out of this. Republicans didn't run that good of a campaign to take the House back. I mean, it was good enough for them to take the House back, realizing, of course, or you must understand that almost every congressional election is rigged. At some point, it's rigged. Some of them may be rigged for Republicans. Some of them, most of them are probably, that are rigged rigged for Democrats. So the fact that, you know, you overcome that and you get a majority, why wouldn't you want to take that majority, as they say in basketball, why do you want to take that to the House? And go like, we're coming into this negotiation with a royal flush. You're not getting anything. This is what's going to happen. You're either going to say yay or nay. You know, this will be an interesting way to look at this. To me, this would be just an exciting, just for poops and giggles. Let's do it this way. We're going to send to the floor of the House of Representatives. We're going to send to the floor a Newt Gingrich-esque pipe dream of a debt ceiling limit deal. It's going to have exactly this much increase in the debt ceiling.
0.0.
In other words, none. You guys are getting nothing. It is going to have this much of a reduction. Add your percentage here. And we're just going to float it out there because we have 80 or 90 members that say that the American people are out there demanding this. We're just going to let it come to a vote on the floor of the House of Representatives and see, we'll let the chips fall where they may. I mean, just for poops and giggles. Just maybe to satiate the great sleeping, slumbering giant that is conservative middle America. Let's just say you did this and you knew it was going to fail. But just kind of like an olive branch. All right, here, we'll get it. Look, we'll try it. We'll run it up the proverbial flagpole. It's probably not going to work, but you can't say we didn't give it a try. At least then you can go back and say, well, we tried it your way and it didn't work. Regime Leader Biden wins all bets under this deal. There will be no more discussion of it for the next 2 years. It doesn't even say how much the debt ceiling is going to be raised. It just says that it will, whatever is needed for it to be raised, will be raised. You know what that means? That means that the Biden regime can borrow another $500 billion and throw it at that punk Zelensky and the Ukrainians. Which, by the way, yesterday, John Kirby basically promised that that was going to happen. We're sending hundreds of millions of dollars a day in Stinger missiles to the criminals running this supposed war against the Russians in Ukraine. So this is the worst part. It doesn't like cap it at $31.5 trillion or whatever. It just says that we're not going to have a discussion about it. If the Biden regime needs to borrow $500 billion, there'll be the borrowing authority is there for $500 billion. Does that sound like a victory to anyone? You know, we closed last Friday off before the Memorial Day weekend with a story about how eight counties in eastern Oregon have, no, it's 11. There's going to be 13 total, and I don't know, okay, there's going to be 13 of them total, and seven of them have now confirmed that they want out. They're leaving Oregon. They want to be annexed by Idaho, basically. There'll be votes in the other six before the end of the summer, and then it will then go to whether the Oregon legislature is going to allow those people to practice self-government. They probably won't. And then Idaho has to vote in the affirmative, and then the House of Representatives gets the yay or nay vote. It's a convoluted process. If I were the people in those counties, I would just vote to leave Oregon and just declare yourselves as an independent republic and be done with all of us. Hey, you want to get out from underneath the debt ceiling? Secede from Oregon and don't join the union. Secede! That's an idea whose time has come. So if you need to print another $5 trillion between now and the 2024 election, you can do it. Here, play. All right, Matt Gaetz says the debt's going to hit $50 trillion by 2033. Does anyone even care anymore?
Does anybody even know how much money that is?
Yeah, does anyone even know how much $50 trillion is? Does anyone even know how much $1 trillion is? This is, again, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I was, well, you people that listen regularly, you know that we weren't sanguine about this and weren't assured. I did think that McCarthy was serious about this. Apparently, he isn't. He wasn't. He's not. You think that they could just for poops and giggles, just make Bubba feel good about himself on the Memorial Day weekend? Such was not to be, though, as all of fake conservative America got Dylan Mulvaney'd by Kevin McCarthy in the House of Republicans. By the way, one more thing on that before you play Matt Gaetz. More Democrats, here, if you want to know what was in that bill, more Democrats voted for it than Republicans. More members of the cult of death voted for it than did Republicans. That is a Democrat Pelosi bill with McCarthy and Massey's imprimatur on it. It's a disaster. Here's Matt Gaetz.
I don't know what the answer is. You know, as a Washington outsider, and I think a lot of the viewers that watch this show are too. You just see this machine that just spends and spends, and in a moment where you think that you can hold the feet to the fire, you know, it just never happens. And I think people get really worried about the future of this country, and they get worried about what they're dumping, 50 years from now. How on earth? We're going to get to a point very soon where half the money that this government brings in is going to have to be spent just to carry that debt, just on interest on that debt. And that's the moment when you're going to start seeing nobody suddenly cares anymore about all the virtue signaling BS that we see out of this government. That's when you start slicing and dicing because you have to.
If the dollar loses its position as the global reserve currency, then every American will actually feel the impact of this debt. Yeah. Right now, we feel it through inflation, but politicians are able to divorce themselves from the actual accountability. And I would suggest that this legislation might actually be worse than a clean debt limit increase, because if you lash the permitting reform that establishment Republicans are championing to the Green New Deal tax credits that now Joe Biden gets to cement in and extend for years, that actually what you're going to be accelerating permitting on, more wind farms, more solar. And that is going to distort the energy market more and make the problems worse that people sent us here to solve.
This is a disaster, folks. It's a disaster. Again, you go into this, McCarthy and company went into this with a royal flush. There's no way they can lose. And they come out with a pair. Hell, I don't even know if they got a pair of deuces out the deal. They came out. Here is the hand they came out with. Two of clubs, three of spades, four of diamonds, five of hearts, nine of clubs. Hey, I got two, three, four, five, nine. They got nine high. You got a nine. Let me put it down. Seven high. In a five-card poker game, that's the worst hand that you could have. What do you have? A seven-card high.